ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you. Rock on! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. And with me is Mr. Jody Havnot.
What's up, Joe?
And Andrew's out. He's out of town. So, and it's Father's Day. Hello, all you fathers out there.
What's up, fathers? Yep. Happy Father's Day to you, Joe.
Happy Father's Day to you, Jody.
Thank you, sir.
And, yeah, man. We both have kids, and I hope you guys out there that are fathers are having a good one or had a good one. Now that I think about it, you'll be listening to this on Mother's not on Mother's Day, on Monday. Anyway, I haven't been drinking, I swear. Anyway, yeah, so got a lot going on. We'll fill you in as time goes on through the show. Let's talk a little bit about news. I haven't seen a ton, but the couple of things that I did see were one, which is really, I feel dirty to mention this, but like the news organizations picked up Sophie Tweed Simmons going into some premiere, and she was showing a lot of side boob.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man, you should see the pictures.
I haven't seen it.
And I was going, wow, I was kind of wanting to cover my eyes because she's like, to me, you know, that little girl, but now she's a grown woman and hot.
She's a woman, bro.
She's a woman. But still, it feels kind of strange. You know, it's just like,
can you imagine, like, you're dating Sophie and it's like, come meet my dad. It's like, fuck.
Ah, Gene Simmons?
You're never going to please Gene Simmons. You know, you'll never be good enough.
You know, nobody's going to be good enough.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, they were, I mean, it made like three different news things that I came across. And I was like, wow. What the hell? That side boob. It looked all right. I wasn't, you know.
I'm sure it did.
And she's just beautiful. She really is, you know. And
she comes from good stock.
She does, man. She's got some tweed in her.
Yeah. Needs some polo in her, huh?
Yeah, ba-dum-bum. Okay, what else did I see? Gene and Shannon brought a foster child to the U.S. From what I read, if I understood it correctly, I guess it was for some kind of medical care. Did you read that?
I haven't really seen any news this week. I've been kind of
off the chart. That's pretty awesome, though, you know? And then, of course, the paparazzi are popping them, taking pictures of them walking with this kid, you know? And
Do you think it's Gene trying to make up for all of his prints bullshit? Everyone was all mad about.
How about this? Let's go with no, just because.
Yeah.
It feels better. Yeah. I can't imagine that he's that way, you know, where he'd go, you know what I really need to do?
He needs to do the Angelina thing.
Yeah, basically. He's not a politician, so he doesn't really give a shit what people think. So, except for Shannon.
Nick.
And Nick and, you know, Sophie.
And Florence.
Yeah.
Above all.
Yeah, above all. He's, you know, we'll go with he's taking care of this kid, and I think that's wonderful.
I do too, man. Good on him, you know.
Yeah. And then you saw something that you were talking about. You were checking out videos on YouTube, and what did you see? I don't know if that's new or old. I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either, so I assumed it was new. It was, you know, how they run commercials before the vids, and usually you can skip them, but this one came on, and it was kind of like some kind of French football team, I guess you'd say. And
right.
They were everyone was singing "I Was Made for Loving You." It was cool.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I would love to know the translation.
No, they sang it in English, but
okay.
But like all the words and like it was an ad for it. It looked like maybe an ad for like a cell phone company in France or something. But it was kind of cool, you know.
Yeah, of pretty course. Cool. Okay, well that's the news. It's like I said,
short bit of news. How about our own personal news? Should we tell these people what's going on?
Yeah. So Jody and I have been doing the live show on Wednesday nights, right? And on this website called Mixler, but legally we weren't able to play any music. So, and that we want to play music. So I looked into licensing and man, we just don't make enough money to pay for that. It's not real expensive. It's just more money than we want to spend
right
to play music. So I talked to this one guy at this licensing place, and he goes, man, if you're only doing a show once a week, you should try to get on a radio station, you know, one of the internet radio stations. So I messaged a radio station called akaradio.com, and they're putting us on. Now, which is amazing. Now, we don't have a night slot. That's the crappy thing. But the cool thing is that we have a 12 o'clock in the afternoon to 2 o'clock in the afternoon slot every Thursday. So while you're at work or sitting at home on a Thursday, you can turn on your phone, go to akaradio.com, and you can hear Jody and I during your lunchtime, and we can play music.
Yep, doing a live show.
Doing a live show, and it'll be awesome, and it's very interactive. You can go online, you can go to the website, and you can get in the chat room and and BS with us about KISS. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then I got another radio station called Panther, and they're out here. Actually, man, they're in my little town.
Really?
Yeah, that's how I found out about them, because they were playing Bay City Psychos music on their channel.
Oh, okay.
And then so I messaged her, and she was like, man, we'll run your podcast. So on Sundays at 12 o'clock, if you're sitting at home, you just go to Panther. It's panther957.com. And that is, at 12 o'clock. I was sitting at home today. I dialed it in on my iPhone, and sure enough, there we were, interviewing Lydia Chris.
Nice. So, yeah, they were going to run it's like a rebroadcast of what we do on Sundays that comes out on Monday, right?
Yeah. Our show comes out on Monday, and then they will rebroadcast it on Sunday, like next week. So the show you're hearing right now will be on the air. If I send it to them, I may send them Throwback Thursday kind of things. I don't know. You know, we have a wide selection.
We got a catalog built up now.
Yeah, if we wanted to. So that's going to be pretty awesome. So this Thursday, man, at 12 o'clock, whenever you take your lunch, if it's between 12 and 2, join us. And that's at akaradio.com. It'll be really awesome.
Yeah, man. We're hoping that we can get all the people that were kind of our regulars on the Wednesday show to join us, because I don't want to miss out on those dudes.
Yeah. And we're sorry that it went this way, but we want to play music and not get sued.
Yeah.
Yeah, and after the things that we read, it's really kind of scary to me. So
Podcast Rock City.
All right, so after that good news, what else is there? I'll tell you. Crazy Nights.
Woo!
Yeah, good one. Do that again?
I can't.
I didn't think so.
One time only.
One time only. Okay, so, I wanted to come up with a subject to talk about. We decided Crazy Nights because I don't think that we've done it, so.
Well, basically, Crazy, Crazy Nights is just an extension of what we've been doing all along, which is preaching. Yes, folks, we preach, but what we're preaching is having a good time. And since everybody has to work during the day or go to school, nights are a good excuse to do what you want, and then you can blame it on the night in the morning. If you hate yourself in the morning, sleep late.
The single comes out in August, mid-August, and the video will come out at the same time. The album, Crazy Nights, is going to come out 1 month later. We're going to tour in November for about a year, but the album really took in bits and pieces. There were some false starts. We did it over a 2-year period, writing, rewriting, collecting songs. There must have been, I don't know, 50, 60 songs written for this record.
11 of them were mine.
Easy.
Oh, God.
What do you think of this record, Jody?
Well, I think this record eats a lot of shit because people don't seem to really dig it at all, but I think it's not that bad, man. And to me, at the time, it was like, it was really happening, dude. You know, I got it the day it came out. I was already a big KISS freak. And to me, it was kind of like, for the first time, KISS was kind of celebrating their present, but also their past. You know, it was like the first time that you would hear, you know, We Love It Loud. And, you know, they even brought the Chikara back. And then, I'm going to shoot you down with my love gun. And there was all these references to the past. And I think it was because of Exposed. I mean, Exposed came out after Asylum and before Crazy Nights. So when Crazy Nights came out, even in the videos, it was the first time you'd see people in KISS makeup in the crowd. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think that they were finally starting to embrace the past, which to me as a young Kiss fan who loved the old school shit, I just thought it was really cool.
Right. I agree. I think, and you know, when I listen to this record, and I, there's going to be people that are going to disagree, of course, with this, but when I listen to this record, I think there are as many good songs on this record as I get on Slippery When Wet.
Oh, definitely.
I just, you know, when I listen to Slippery When Wet, there's a certain amount of songs that I'm like, man, this is a good song. Man, this is a good song. Like, all the way through, I feel the same way about Crazy Nights. But Crazy Nights didn't get the push because John Bon Jovi was the new guy and Kiss was the old guys, you know?
Right.
So even though they had videos out there, and I remember the first time I saw the Crazy Nights video, I remember going to my cousin Roberta and going, look, they're holding him up as he walks out in the crowd, man. That's because Kiss fans are awesome.
Yeah, totally.
And look at his shoes. They're cool.
Yeah.
So I was really excited about the record. I can put it on any time and listen to it straight through. I don't have an issue.
I think there's a couple of shitters on here, but it's pretty.
Them.
I think that it's one of those records that, much like maybe Unmasked, it could really use a remix, and they could maybe take some of those keys either down or completely out. Would be fine.
Yeah, a lot of keyboard.
Because the songs are pretty heavy, but they were going for that whole fucking Bon Jovi fucking keyboard rock sound. Everybody that knows me knows I hate that shit. I don't like keyboards and rock. It just doesn't do it for me. You know what I mean?
Right. No. I agree.
It all comes back to like fucking Jump by Van Halen and that whole trend. Sorry if you're a Van Halen fan, but I just hate everything about that whole progression to this. Every rock song had these lame keyboard bits. It's fucking horrible.
Yeah, power chord too. It's like,
it's just terrible, man. But the songs, I think, are pretty strong, you know, and if they could resurrect it, so to speak, and go back and remix it, take those fucking keys out, and even if they had to just, like, replace them with some new guitar parts that did the same thing that the keys do, you know?
Yeah. It would sound even better.
This was the tour, the first time I saw Kiss was on Crazy Nights Tour, and, you know, everything about this era has, like, a special spot in my heart, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Even if the songs aren't that great, to me, they're a little bit better just based on my attachment to that time. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Ted Nugent opened when I saw them. What about
me
you?
Me too, and it was horrible.
Oh, you didn't like it? I thought he was crazy.
I kind of famously hate Ted Nugent.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Maybe not so famously if you didn't even know, but
yeah.
Most people that know me know I can't stand that dude or his agenda, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I get it. You know, that's a big part of it, but musically, I don't know. I like Wang Dang, Sweet Poontang.
I do too, but not that song.
He can play guitar pretty well too.
Yeah, I'm not going to take anything away from his talent. I just don't like him as a fucking human being. I just don't like him.
Kind of whacked. All right, so let's talk about...
What do you think about the cover art?
It's just like they just threw it together.
I kind of like it, man. I thought it was kind of cool looking. It's definitely better than Asylum.
Okay,
or Animal Eyes, or I don't know if it's as cool as Lick It Up with the whole mannequin and all that, but it's cooler than the previous couple of records, and it's definitely cooler than Hot in the Shade. I mean, it's not a bad cover, I don't think.
Well,
what do you think about the back cover with Paul with his little panties on?
Yeah, no, whoa, that was a little too much for me.
It's like, dude, come on.
It's all that fractured mirror, you know, in the each one in a corner again, and
it's cool. It's like Paul's guitar.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. I always thought it was cool. The back cover is not so bad. And, one of the best things about this era, though, is they finally got out of the weird Asylum gear and jeans in black leather.
And black leather.
The only real misstep is Paul in the panties.
The panties. What happened? Why are you wearing a thong, dude?
Yeah, dude. What about boxers, brah?
And why are you showing me?
Yeah, he's got to know that. Well, I guess at the time he was really trying to be that front man and the ladies.
And he was kind of a sex symbol at the time.
Yeah,
you know, he was.
It's
in
funny
a lot
though
of,
when you go to Kiss shows, it's mostly dudes. I've noticed.
Yeah, but he was on a lot of centerfolds in like Circus Magazine and Hit Parader.
Oh,
at the time, you know, him and his BC Rich leopard print.
but now it has a big body glove sticker on it.
Yeah. but at least they got away from the bright yellows and pinks.
What'd you think of Bruce's whole like radioactive suit?
Yeah, man, that was really strange.
I don't like that at all. He looks cool on the back of the album though, just in kind of like black with that like red vest.
Yeah.
Yellow guitar.
I think his guitar playing is really good on the record too.
Oh man, Bruce is great, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people my age, Bruce is kind of like our guy. You know what I mean? He's the one that was in the band when I was growing up.
Right. So let's talk about some of the songs. Yeah. Of course, Crazy Crazy Nights. It's a little song for everybody out there.
Yeah. It was funny when I was a kid, when I first got that, I just remember putting it in, and you know how it starts with the, wow.
Uh-huh.
It really startled me.
Did it really?
Because I would put on a new, brand new tape and crank my stereo, and it was loud as hell, and just the hell, wow. I don't know, it was almost like I got blasted back, like on Back to the Future.
Yeah, it's a good song, you know, it's one of those, it's another celebratory, you know.
Yeah, dude.
That's what Kiss does, you know, whether it's Rock and Roll All Night or Shout It Out Loud, and Crazy Nights goes right in there. They could do a whole album of nothing but that.
Yeah.
If they wanted to.
This album kind of is that, though, you know?
Yeah. And I don't know, I kind of feel like... The video really amped up the song too, because it was supposed to be live, you know.
Yeah.
So, and I know that, you know, and they shot it with the crowd, and that's really awesome. And then you watch the video with the song, it makes it even bigger. And it's just, you know, it's a good all around song.
It's definitely a really strong pop song.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing about Kiss is, you know, even on Monster and even on, although we like Monster, but like even on Sonic Boom, you know, the single they put out isn't bad. You know, it's always seems to be the actual strongest song, I think.
Yeah, probably off Sonic Boom anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think they did on Monster. I don't feel like Hell or Hallelujah is, I think they should have released Freak, you know?
Yeah, that's good. That's true too. But Hell or Hallelujah still is one of those, you know, it's got
punch. A killer riff.
Yeah, the riff is really punchy, and you want that in your face excitement at the beginning of a record, I guess. Or
yeah, oh yeah.
And they do it with Crazy Nights.
Yeah, it kind of set the tone for the record. You know, it's like it's kind of a little more like a happier sound than like say Asylum.
Right, it is very happy sounding.
Yeah, it's cool.
We to the next song. I'll Fight Hell to Hold You.
This is my favorite song on the record.
Is it really?
Yeah, definitely my favorite Paul song, you know, hands down. I love this song. I always have.
Really good vocal.
Yeah, co-write with Adam Mitchell as well, bringing him back. And, Paul's vocals are ridiculous, man. It's killer.
This was really, at the time, you know, between Asylum and this record, man, he was just so powerful.
Oh, yeah. Paul in the 80s, yeah, his pipes were on fleek.
Yeah, he went...
I can't believe I said that.
This was where Paul really decided to, like, step it up, and I don't think there's many singers that can hold a candle to him at this point.
Nah, definitely not. Maybe someone like Coverdale, maybe, because he had some pipes.
Yeah, he does have some pipes. But, you know, but you're putting Paul Stanley and David Coverdale together, and people really think of David Coverdale as, like, an amazing singer, you know?
Well, I think Paul's better than him, but I'm just saying, at that time, that's the only guy I could think of who was really sang with, you know, balls like Paul.
Yeah,
Paul isn't, it's no falsetto, he's balls of the wall. He's singing it from his fucking diaphragm, you know?
Which is very hard to do.
Dude, yeah. Paul Stanley's amazing.
Let's see. Bang Bang You. This isn't one of my favorites.
Dude, you know, everyone kind of slags this song, and I used to hate it as well, but, dude, I don't think it's as bad as I used to.
The chorus is really catchy.
It's not a bad song. I don't know. It's, lyrically pretty rough, but I don't know. I would have gotten rid of the, you know, synth horns or whatever is going on, but I don't think it's as bad as most Kiss fans do. Not that I'm saying that's my favorite or anything, but I just remember always writing that song off. And actually, it wasn't until when Strange Ways, we did a Crazy Nights episode, I don't know when, but it's been a while, but that's when I finally kind of accepted Bang Bang You, because I was listening to it at that time. I'm just like, huh, this is not as bad as I remember it being, you know?
Right. Well, as you get older, too, you start to appreciate things a little differently.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say it's, you know, lyrically, it's kind of rubbish, but I don't think it's that bad of a song.
Right. I like it. I'm back and forth all the time.
Yeah.
With it, you know. Let's see. No, no, no. This is Bruce Kulick's Eruption.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. The whole song is a total rip on Van Halen, which to me was a mistake. I don't like Van Halen. I don't like this song either.
His tapping technique is amazing. You know, the sound is amazing.
Yeah, Bruce can
play, man.
Put him up there with Van Halen and all those guys, even though he never really got that credibility. Like, no one ever thought of him as some, you know, in the same league, but he really is and was.
He really is. You know, he's one of those, but he's just so soft-spoken, you know, would walk on stage and just blow you away, you know?
Oh, yeah. Bruce is, I love Bruce.
Yeah. And it's not a, I don't mind this song. So, you know, you and I are split on
this.
It's
kind of just so, I wouldn't have even put it on the record. It's too much like Van Halen.
Yeah.
And I'm one of those guys that missed the boat on Van Halen, never got into him. And I'm a guitar guy, which is strange, because every guitar player...
Very low, he loves Eddie.
I don't love Eddie. I don't like tap licks. It ain't for me.
Let's see, what's next? Hell or High Water?
I actually love this one.
Me too.
One of the stronger Gene songs, for sure.
Yeah. Back when he wasn't really writing any. throwing shit out there, see what sticks.
But it kind of has the vibe of maybe, like, his vocal tone is, you know, kind of reminiscent of his old 78 solo.
Yeah, when I'm listening to the songs, I really wonder how many he played bass on.
Not many.
Yeah. I know Eric played bass, too, so I want, you know, they're not going
to... Paul would play bass, Bruce might play bass.
Yeah.
You know, that's one thing that Kiss kind of is missing in the 80s is... I really love when Gene would walk all around like McCartney, you know, on the bass.
Yeah.
And then in the 80s, he's just a root guy. It's kind of boring. But at the same time, I don't know if all that walking bass would fit on these kind of songs. You know what I mean?
Right. It, not only that, it's almost like...
it's a little too old-fashioned in the era.
That's what I was going to say. It doesn't seem like bass players were really doing that, you know?
Yeah, and they were trying really hard to chase everybody. So, I mean, I get that, but I just like when he used to do that. It's cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it probably wouldn't fit on something like, you know, No, No, No. He's ding, 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 ding. I mean, it just wouldn't work.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about, you know, think about any of Gene's bass lines pre-1980.
I love it. Especially on the original, you know, original six records.
Yeah.
Gene Simmons is awesome.
He's playing the bass is what he's doing. You know, he's not in the pocket. He's
in McCartney mode, you know?
Yeah, that's definitely true. That's Let's see what's next. My Way.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. We can just skip that one.
I just hate, you know, the keys, everything about it is just too sugary for me. I think Andrew had said it is so positive that it makes his stomach hurt. Or something to that effect.
Yeah, makes sense. Let's see. What's next? I don't even want to talk about my one.
Okay.
When Your Walls Come Down. I like this song.
Do you?
Yeah.
To me, this is probably the worst Kiss song that Paul Stanley has ever fucking written.
Really?
Dude, he's using nursery rhymes? Come on, man.
Oh, I guess that's true, but I like it. It gets stuck in my head.
Liar, liar, your pants are on fire. I mean, come on, dude. That's Paul Stanley. I hold him to a higher standard than that, dude.
Yeah, it's true, but it's catchy to me, and that's why I like it. And you know,
definitely catchy.
There is a certain song out there on Dress to Kill that I cannot stand.
But you got to admit that particular song lyrically is 10 times better than this one. There's no nursery rhymes involved, at least.
Yeah, I guess that's true, but
boom. I'm going to convert you. One of these years, you're going to be like, you know what? You were right, dude. And I'll be like, yeah, I told you.
Maybe we'll see.
Yeah. Don't hold my breath, right?
Yeah, don't hold your breath. Reason to Live. Now, here, Reason to Live. Correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm, you know, the years kind of run together, but I'm 99.9% sure. We're sitting, I'm not with you, obviously, but I'm sitting at home and I'm watching the video, and all of a sudden Gene walks out with that bass in the video with his face on it.
Yeah, it's another, you know, like we were talking about before.
It's a throwback.
Yeah, it was the first time that you had seen that was Crazy Nights, and it was fucking awesome. Totally awesome.
Everybody shit a golden brick.
Right.
Now, I'll tell you, I saw a picture, and I'm really upset if you're out there listening, if you posted this picture, I'm sorry. It was a picture of Gene around the Crazy Nights era.
Yeah.
And he's lifting his bass up and he's smiling. It's live. He's got his bass up in the air, like in front of him.
Yeah.
And he's wearing the cod piece from Alive.
Really?
Yeah, man. I'm going to have to find that and send it to you.
Cool.
But yeah, on stage live. And I was like, wow, that is pretty cool. I've never seen that before.
Gene does like to recycle, you know.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you something else. Today I got a message from a buddy, my friend Bob from Connecticut. He lives here, and he's one of the guys I went on Kiss Cruise 1 and 2 with. And it's like 8 o'clock in the morning. All of a sudden, my phone goes, bing, and I look, and it says, hey, is Kiss playing Music Midtown? Which is our big, huge festival here, right?
Really?
And I told him, I don't know, what'd you hear? And he goes, no, I haven't heard anything. I'm just asking. I go, damn, man, I don't know. So I went and looked, and Music Midtown is 7 days after Kiss Tour ends.
Okay.
And they haven't announced the bands yet. So what's today, the 19th?
Yeah.
So I think they said either the 20th or the 21st they're going to announce the bands. Damn, let Kiss become... I don't like those big outdoor things, man, but if Kiss is going to be here, I guess I'll go.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But I'm going to... Oh, man. It's just, you know, I can tell you that we used to have this Music Midtown, and you know, like, I went 1 year, and Creed was the huge band, you know, at the time. Mm. And so that's how many years ago it was. And there was probably, I don't know, man, in this one section with just Creed playing... probably, you know, 10,000 people standing around watching
wow
Creed, and that's it felt crazy. Really claustrophobic, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yeah, so if Kiss is gonna be there, man, you gotta imagine it's gonna be 50,000. You know,
get there early.
But yeah, I'll hang out on the outskirts, I don't care.
There you go.
I just don't want to be anywhere where, you know, I don't know, man, I'm old now, shit, damn. okay, so let's move on. Sorry, let's go to the
Reason to Live.
Yeah, Reason to Live.
Reason to Live. I love it, man.
I love it, man. I really like it, and I love the whole story about the Porsche in Paul's book.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Eric wanted to paint it camouflage, too. How weird is that?
Yeah, yeah. So crazy. The video's cool. The girl's hot. The song is good. Paul's vocal is amazing. Gene's got that swagger, you know?
Yeah.
He got his swagger back on this record.
Yeah, then, he went back to black. That's a big part to do with it, I think.
Yeah. And then finally, when, you know, Revenge came out, then we were happy with Gene again.
I never really had a problem with them, even in the Asylum days. Just seemed like normal at the time, really.
Yeah, it did, but you know, you
looking back though, it's like
looking
Jesus,
back, you're going,
bro.
Wow, it was terrible. Wasn't kind to him, and also his look in Hot in the Shade wasn't all that. It was better than
Asylum.
But still, I was you watched, you know, anyway.
He'd always be like rocking the Misfits t-shirt.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool at the time because I loved Misfits back then.
He wore it a lot.
Yeah. It was part of like it was stage gear.
Everybody's got a reason to. Sorry.
It's such a great song. I think that's probably the best Kiss ballad out of makeup, you know, bar none.
My other
favorite's I Still Love You, but that's makeup.
Yeah. I Still Love You is the best.
Oh, 100%. But
Reason, you know,
Reason
to Live.
Live out of this era is definitely beats out Forever. Or
right now, people are disagreeing with us majorly. Let's see. Next song, Good Girl Gone Bad.
This is my favorite Gene song on the record.
Yeah, it's mine too.
It's old school sounding Gene. Channeling his old self. I love it.
It's
like the Naked City Gene.
Yeah, lyrically it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not his normal fodder, you know.
Yeah.
I think that this could have, you know, with a little bit of different production, would have fit on the old 78 solo record, you know.
Good girl, come on.
And then he hits that.
Yeah.
It's totally Naked City. You know, that high-pitched Naked City Gene. I love it, dude. I love it. Yeah,
absolutely. Let's see. Turn on the night.
Love this one too, man.
I love this song. This is, you know, another one of those songs that you listen to and you go, man, I'll put this up against Bon Jovi.
All day long.
Yeah.
I was never a Bon Jovi fan, so I mean,
I liked him. I remember when the first Bon Jovi video for Slippery When Wet came out, I was at my buddy Butch's house and we're all sitting around and it was summertime and the video came on and everybody went, well, they just stepped it up. It's like, you know, and they really did. But they had help from Paul Stanley.
Yeah.
They read the book. Anyway, Turn on the Night. Great song.
Oh yeah.
Video's good too, you know?
Maybe you can explain to me, like, what is actually fucking happening in that video?
I don't know.
There's some hot chick. She's walking through the crowd with an axe, right? Right. And then it's like, whenever they say turn on the night, she hits the board with an axe every time.
Yeah, and everything goes out. Turned on the night, I guess.
But I don't know. I just never understood the concept. I like that it's like kind of up on the roof and stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. Someone, was it Matt that was there for that? Someone I know was there for that.
Yes, he was. I'm pretty sure he talked about it.
Someone did, for sure.
All right, last song, Thief in the Night. Like a thief in the night. That's a good song, too, I think.
Mm.
Turn on the night, Thief in the Night.
A lot of night going on.
Yeah.
I think this one, I probably would have just left it off the record and ended it on a high note with Turn on the Night. Yeah. For me, and maybe kept Thief in the Night as the B-side for Reason to Live, just because it was.
Yeah, makes sense. And then you had to buy Reason to Live.
I don't know. I just think it's kind of one of those throwaway filler Gene tracks. Not one of his strongest, you know. It was a co-write with old Mitch Weissman, though, which is kind of cool.
The fact they ended the, you know, that kind of sucks. They did end that with it.
Well, I mean, I would have went out on a high note, you know, with Turn on the Night.
So, out of 5 stars, what do you give Crazy Nights? I give it 4.
Based on the music, well, yeah, I'd probably go about a 4. Yeah.
A high 3.5.
I mean, there's only 3 songs that I don't like, really,
right.
Out of how many are on here?
I don't know, like 9 or 10.
I don't like No No No, and I don't like When Your Walls Come Down, and I don't like Thief in the Night. But otherwise, I can listen to the record, you know. I only skipped those 3 songs, so, I mean, that's probably warrants a 4, right?
Yeah.
That's so I'll give it a 4, I guess.
Yeah. Let us know what you think. So you can send us a message, what you think about Crazy Nights, Podcast Rock City 1.
That's the number 1.
Thank you, @gmail.com. Sometimes, you know, Andrew's not here, so I don't have. But, okay, so speaking of email, we got some, and I want to. We got
a bunch. Did you get some of those lists that we were supposed to read?
I got a bunch of lists, dude.
Cool, man.
And I didn't want to tell you about it. I wanted to surprise you, man.
Awesome.
So let's check them out, okay?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's talk.
I'm excited to hear what other people think, you know?
Uh-huh. And, And there's even a few Ask Andrew questions, but we'll have to wait for next week for that. Yeah. All right, so let's see. Nathan, okay, don't forget, I said if you send in this list, I'm gonna read it on the show, and I got about five or six of them, so we're going to get to it. Nathan Holland. Hello, Nathan.
What's up, Nathan Holland?
It says, Joe, here is my covers album with two backup songs as well. Let's start. Rock and Roll Hell, Metallica.
I can see it.
I can see it. Burning Up with Fever, Rob Zombie.
Hmm. Wow.
That was a little different.
Yeah, that is kind of different.
Now, this next one, we should have had on our list. It fits this band so fucking well, and we blew it. You ready?
Yeah.
Take It Off, Steel Panther. It really does.
It fits them.
It fits them really
Steel
well.
Steel Panther, though.
I'm waiting to see if they're on the cruise. Okay. Oh, yeah. And I'm going to read you. I want to read you something else. I'll have to find it, but I'll read you something. It was almost like code sent from the Kiss Cruise people. Okay. Yeah. Dirty Living, James Brown.
Yeah, I could totally hear that. That'd be cool. Yeah.
Psycho Circus, Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, that would work, too.
Yep. Here are the backups. Burn, Bitch, Burn by Twisted Sister, or Done by Twisted Sister, and Only You with Alice Cooper.
Ooh, I'd really like to hear Cooper do
that. I'd like to hear the Cooper version.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
All right,
well,
let's see.
Wow, that's a pretty good list.
Yeah, nice list. Number two, this is our second list. Clint Wells. Hello, Clint.
What's up, Clint Wells?
So let's see. First song, The Killers, Lick It Up.
That'd be interesting.
Yep. Let's see. After that, Lana Del Rey, Beth.
That would work, too. These people are pretty much on point, huh?
Yep. Royal Blood, God of Thunder.
I don't know that I've heard Royal Blood, but if they're heavy, I'm sure they could do God of Thunder.
Yeah. Radiohead, Strange Ways.
That I'd like to hear.
Yeah, that would be different.
Wonder what they do. They'd have like a lot of weird electronic sounds for the solo, maybe. That'd be cool.
And then here's one that I like the idea of, Jack White doing Hooligan.
Wow.
That guy's innovative. I don't care what anybody says. I listen to it's like, I went into a record store recently and looked at his record, and the guy was explaining to me all the stuff that's going on with his vinyl. Did you ever hear about that?
No.
Apparently, and this is, I haven't listened to it, okay, so I'm only going by what the record store guy told me. Apparently, you drop the needle all the way in the center, and it rolls out.
Really? So it's backwards.
Uh-huh. And apparently, also, if you peel off the center sticker, you know, the label, there's two hidden tracks under there.
Really?
Now, I don't know if this is true, and apparently, there's some hologram on the record, too. So.
Wow.
Yeah, man, I didn't get to see all this. The guy was just telling me. So either he was BSing me, but I thought, wow, this is really thinking out of the box, man. You know,
it's like, that's kind of cool.
All right, so let's see. That last one was Clint Wells. Next, we are at our buddy Chris Dull.
Oh, what's up, Chris? He was a Wednesday regular.
Yep. It says, here are my choices I wrote down a couple weeks ago. Shout It Out Loud by Godsmack, or Done by Godsmack. Heaven's on Fire, Manowar.
Oh, right on.
All Hell's Breaking Loose, Anthrax.
That would work.
This one right here is a little weird for me, but Shandy, done by Beck.
Oh, yeah? The musical genius himself?
Yep, and Unholy with Disturbed.
That would work.
So, wait, hold on. Did Clint send me more? Clint sent plenty, and I did. Hold on. Let's see. It says,
Says what?
He did a second one. I didn't even realize this one was from Clint. I don't care. I'm going to read it anyway. Yeah, Forever, done by Adele. Right?
Right.
Well, so basically, let me read his letter. It says, I loved everyone's choices on the podcast this week, but I feel like the first Kiss My Ass release used contemporary artists to try and turn Kiss on to newer audience.
Totally.
So I think the second one should do the same. Forever, done by Adele. Detroit Rock City, done by Jody's favorite band, the Foo Fighters. Do You Love Me, done by Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I was made... I Was Made for Loving You. Now, I don't know this band. Tove Lo. Do you know who that is?
I do.
Okay, sorry, I'm out. You're a DJ. And Shandy Done by Maroon 5.
Yeah, I mean, those are definitely contemporary artists that are all over the TV and whatnot. But, man, I can't stand most of those people.
Adele wouldn't even do it. She'd be like, I'm sorry. I saw a thing with Adele where they put a whole shit ton of makeup on her and prosthetics so you couldn't tell it was her, you know?
Yeah.
And she went and auditioned to be an Adele like a singer at a club, somebody that could imitate Adele, you know? And all the other singers had no idea that she was Adele.
Wow.
So, and all the girls are watching each girl and they're all like super supportive. You were so good. That was so great. It's all British people, right?
Yeah.
And she's last. And all the girls are sitting in the front row. And she hits like the first note of the song. And every girl at the same time goes, that's her.
Really?
Yeah, they knew immediately. One of the girl like almost went into shock. Her hands and her feet went out like to the sides where everybody else was like, No. That's not somebody, you know. That's how, you know, her fans are like Kiss fans. They know the difference. They know Paul's voice, you know.
Oh yeah.
It was really interesting. Let's see. I got one more. Neil Hansen. Thank you, Neil, for sending in a letter.
Right on, Neil.
It says High on Fire. Is it High on Fire? God that God of Thunder. I don't know High on Fire.
I don't either.
We're about to get into a whole bunch of bands that I don't know. Cattle Decapitation War Machine.
I know about them.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, Fitz and the Tantrums, Dirty Living.
I don't know that I've listened to them ever.
Now, I know Between the Buried and Me, Just a Boy Odyssey. These are really out there, man. I thank you for listening, for you know, thinking out of the box. I'm going to have to go and listen to all these bands. The Flaming Lips doing Calling Dr. Love, I've heard.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. But thank you guys, man. These were really great. They were absolutely wonderful. And we totally and completely appreciate you sending in these letters. Man, write to us, man. You know, you can send, if you want to write Jody a letter, send it to me. podcastrockcity1@gmail.com and I'll shoot it over to Jody, man, and he'll check it out, and you know, we can start reading emails on, you know, on the show. I never really thought that anybody would care.
Yeah, you don't know? Forget you can send us those Ask Andrew questions. That's Ask what we really Andrew want. Questions. Oh, and what's up with those Q&A's? Have we got any of those?
I haven't gotten any of those yet.
Yeah, we want to do a Q&A, so you got to send us some questions that you want us to answer on the question and answer show.
Yeah. And we'll get into that, and as soon as we get enough of those, we'll do it.
Yeah,
I think we haven't really pushed it that hard. That's it was like we've had a whole ton of other stuff going on. So,
right.
You got anything else, man?
No, not really. I'd say Happy Father's Day to everybody, and Andrew, I know you listen, and we miss you, buddy. Wish you could have been here with us, but I understand, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, Happy Father's Day to my father, Joe. You know, dads are irreplaceable, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's all I have to say about that. I love my dad. Anyway.
Right on.
I love Jody's dad, too.
Yeah, may he rest in peace.
Yes. You know, I am very religious, and I know that's... It's and not everybody is, but I firmly believe that Jody's father is watching us right now going, oh, those fuckers. No.
He's probably like, go shoot some deer.
Go shoot some deer.
What are you doing talking on that computer, man?
Anyway. well, thank you guys for listening. We listen to KISS podcasts, and so do you, obviously. And we play the commercials for all of our favorite shows at the end of the show, and you're going to hear them in 3, 2, 1. Peace.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the KISS Room. The KISS Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. KISS! It's your place for all things KISS and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
All right, Kiss Army. Since 2007, you've been getting Podkissed, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
That's right, it's your Podkissed. Every month, the Podkissed crew, along with the Kiss Room, brings you Kiss talk like no one else, whether it be roundtables, interviews with the band past and present, analysis, and great Kiss fun.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley, and you're listening to Podkissed.
Hi, this is Bruce Kulick, and you're listening to Podkissed.
The Podkissed, the Kiss audio fanzine for your ears.
Kistery Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, Lee. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
Kiss Podcast on the web. Kistery Science Theater. We bust balls because we can.
Hey, everybody, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Chris.
And we're from the Decibel Geek Podcast. And if you love this...
then you'll love us.
That's right. Brand new episode every single Monday. You can find us on iTunes and at decibelgeek.com. And the best thing is, it's rock and roll, and it's always free.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you like metal, punk rock, hardcore, and cracking jokes about being a fan? Yes? Then check out Music the Lifeblood, the podcast that goes deep into the core of being a fan with new music from badass bands, band and genre discussions, along with in-depth interviews from some of punk, metal, and hardcore's titans. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Tumblr, and Facebook. Something old, something new, what are you listening to?
Music, the lifeblood. Baby, you know it's only you and me, and as far as I'm concerned.